40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Sources tell the AP the head of Customs and Border Protection is being forced out of his job. The shakeup comes as Republicans are likely to take control of the House in January and were expected to launch investigations into the border. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Commissioner Chris Magnus has been on the job for less than a year, but he tells the Los Angeles Times he was told to resign or be fired. Customs and Border Protection's been criticized for its treatment of migrants and for the sharp spike in border crossings, up 37% over the year before, surpassing 2.3 million.
That number is more than twice the highest level during Donald Trump's presidency in 2019. The numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in more countries, relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of asylum restrictions. I'm Ed Donahue.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Americans are applying for student loan forgiveness under the new Biden administration plan. In states like Wisconsin, borrowers will want to be aware of some potential tax implications. Mike Moen reports.
The Biden plan provides loan forgiveness of up to $10,000 for federal direct loans and up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Cheryl Rapp with Wisconsin's 529 College Savings Program says the relief amounts could be taxed in 13 states around the country, and Wisconsin is among them.
Congress expanded the federal student loan forgiveness tax exemption when it passed the American Rescue Plan last year. But that still means the state has opportunity, depending on their laws, to actually tax the money that was forgiven.
It's unclear yet if Wisconsin will join 37 other states in aligning its tax code with the federal government to allow for the exemption. Rep says not making any law changes could result in a borrower being taxed between $300 and $1,000 at the state level. Meanwhile, she says it's important to be on the lookout for scams during the application process.
There's scammers that might be out there of, hey, I can help you with a fee, forgive your loans, or consolidate your loans and all that stuff.
And Rapp says it's also important for future borrowers to still be mindful of predatory lenders.
Avoid those that are really high interest rates or have big additional costs.
And for both federal and private loans, she says never borrow the full amount you qualify for if you don't need it. And Rapp says savings programs like the one she works with can help avoid these problems if investments start early. For low-income households, other family members, such as a grandparent, can make contributions to keep the account growing. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And for Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
a show video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Texas, the same number. It's Election Day. Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance, is here. Let's go to the phone lines. And Karina, is she on?
Yes, I'm on.
All right, thank you. You have a question or comment?
Coming.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to you, Earl, and honestly, you open up a lot for me. And people who vote for Republicans, I'm not exactly sure what they see and hear, but what I hear is chauvinism, racism, fanatic religious belief. All of it brings us to medieval, back straight to medieval. Those people are concentrating only on their possibility of wealth, because the wealthy people is only 3% in this country. So it's just an unbelievable, stupid, stuck on stupid dream.
Karina's got that down pat, right? She was saying they're going to bring us back to the dark ages. I just want to remind folks, the retroactive abortion banning abortion even in the case of rape and incest in the life of the mother here in Wisconsin, dates back to 1859. Not only is that before women had the right to vote in this country, it is before the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were ratified. Those happened in the 1860s. If you don't know what those are, those were the constitutional amendments that said we are not going to treat people differently because of their race in this country. So before our Constitution recognized the equality of black men with white men in this country, we had banned abortion in the state before women had the right to vote. That is the Dark Ages by any measure. Who else we got on the line, Earl?
Karina, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, and Paul, Maggie. Good to hear your voice. Really quickly, at the end of the day, I agree with Maggie on the sense that, yes, the president is not completely responsible for all the inflation that we're seeing. However, he is a big component of it as well. And what I mean by that is the fact of the matter is this, is that when he announced the other day, or just a couple days ago, that we're going to shut all coal plants down in the United States, what are you going to replace that with? And you know, if you don't, we don't have that in place right now. And so what you actually do, you are artificially increasing energy prices by eliminating sources of energy that is currently used.
Yeah, but Dave, he's not going to flick a switch and right. all of a sudden all the coal plants shut down, right?
No, but if you do look at what he has done, he's used the Army Corps of Engineers to block. There's many protests with blocking pipelines. New York State has no more natural gas for stoves anymore. Same thing in California. They're slow.
That's not exactly true. Natural gas, no, it's not. That is an exaggeration. That is not true. There are concerns about the natural gas supply, but there's not a single household in the state of New York that hasn't gotten their natural gas to date.
This is a question
about what our long-term strategy is to deal with climate change. And we either have to talk about fossil fuels, and I totally agree. I will say this emphatically with you. This ain't a light switch, and if we approach it like that, we will have energy crises. Absolutely. We have to figure out how to make this transition as a society, as an economy. Otherwise, we're going to continue to see weather effects that will decimate populations. Those are our options. So a president talking about we need to move away from coal doesn't result in immediate inflation. That's just, it's not true. This is complicated, right?
Let me put it to you this way, Maggie.
Okay.
When you are actually limiting supply, when you're blocking pipelines, I'm not talking about the Keystone. I'm talking about a lot of other pipelines during the United States.
So name them. Which ones have stopped flowing under Biden? That were flowing before and aren't flowing now.
They're trying to block the pipeline up in northern Wisconsin and Michigan.
Yes, but it hasn't happened.
That they are pushing it to close it down. If they do that within the next year, there will be a massive amount of natural gas that will be cut offline.
Again, it's not closed down now, so you cannot pin inflation now on that issue. And my question to you is fundamentally this. Do you believe that we have to have a long-term and medium-term conversation about the impact of continued fossil fuel use on the environment? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe we should have that conversation.
Great. There's a place of commonality. I agree, and I think we both agree that we have to have that conversation in an economically reasonable way so as not to create economic crisis. Do you think Joe Biden wants to create an economic crisis for the middle class in dealing with climate policy?
Let's put it this way. He should not be using up our strategic reserves for the idea of the fact because we're stopping the ability of refineries to expand, to increase capacity. We need to increase capacity. Even the liquid natural gas has been clamoring for more capacity because we are maxed out as to what we can do as far as producing the amount of liquid natural gas. And the fact of the matter is, the last major refinery in the United States that was built was in the mid-70s. And we've added a little bit here and there, but that's ridiculous. And so because of the increase of population,
do you think increasing capacity will help or hurt overall climate change? And if it's going to hurt, what do we do to maintain what I would call energy access in a way that doesn't harm the middle class other than just blaming Joe Biden for all of it?
What's the policy solution? I would go with natural gas right now because it's a very low CO2 emission fossil fuel.
So natural gas is the bridge to less carbon, and that's what you're offering. Okay, then how do we get finally to a place where we are not increasing the temperature over 1.5 degrees within the next 20 years, which climate scientists say will be catastrophic? That isn't going to be enough. Natural gas is not going to be enough.
I would go with hydrogen. I would go with nuclear. I would go with hydro. I would go with that because keep in mind, wind turbines.
Okay, so we should be having that discussion.
If the wind is blowing.
Okay, so we should be having those discussions. Do you also think we should be having a discussion about how to secure and manage our energy grid? And isn't this precisely what Joe Biden is talking about? So return to point one. Joe Biden talking about the things that we need to do does not have an immediate impact on gas prices today or inflation today. That is a nuanced and complicated.
If you're telling people that you can no longer get oil out of the ground, or if you can't build pipelines, that affects the futures market.
It
does, Maggie. They have a
futures market. I understand the futures market quite well. He didn't say we're cutting off coal production today. He was talking about exactly the complexity that you and I are trying to chop and are chopping it up about. That these things.
Then he shouldn't have said that. He should have said, he should have said, we're moving into this fast transition. And I don't want us to have the situation we got going on in Europe.
All right, Dave, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, the next voice you'll hear will be Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 24. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high of 36. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 41. 45 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, before I go to the phone lines, I just don't get it. You know, life is too short, right? In the twinkling of an eye, it's over. Why waste it all bickering and arguing about I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican? What the hell is that? Divided government again. So on the state level, nothing will get done. The people's business won't get done. On the national level, divided government, things won't get done. So why is the government divided? our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear somebody say to me and to this listening audience explain why the government is divided. Look, Generation Z, you know, they're young enough, and the generation before them, they're not bogged down in this madness. I think the older we get, the more insane we become, when it should be the other way around. Wisdom should come with age. And the older we get, the more we should start understanding things better. I think to a degree that is the case. You know, I remember a wise man saying that you really don't understand what the life is until you reach the age of 70. And then by the time you reach the age of 70, it's almost time to check out. But then you understand what the life is. But to continue this crazy bickering about politics. I mean, you know, I'm on the air. I talk about politics because it's there. And I know people. I'm so happy it's over for now. But as I said before, people are planning right now to continue this for the next 2 years. Let's deal with hunger. Let's deal with giving people a fair shot in the world, not just in America. Why would you be opposed to giving another fellow citizen of the world a fair shot at life? They didn't do anything to you. Why is it that we must always be superior to somebody else? What is that? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. CJ?
Morning, Earl. Well, you know, you and I have gone around and around and around for, I don't know, over a year now. And you're right. Yeah, it's time for a break. But I think politics, we realize as we get older that it is an important part of our life because it touches all of our lives. Education for our kids, our grandkids. And, you know, I'm trying to be more open-minded. I know you may not think so, Earl, but I am. I do care about kids, whether they're in my small town of Stoughton or in a big city of Milwaukee. And that's why it's important to me, because I think all kids deserve a fair shot. And I think they're distracted by what's important or what they believe is important. And I think it's all distractions on what could make their life better or their future kids' lives better. So, yeah, I think politics is a big part of our lives as we get older.
So, listen, man. So politics is only a part of life. It shouldn't overwhelm one's life. It's a piece. And unfortunately, it's gotten to be too big a piece of everyday life. And so on both sides. And so, you know, there are people who feel dejected because the Republicans didn't have this red wave. Who gives a rip? People are trying to live. They're trying to make it. And so we live in a society that leads people to believe who don't have material things that their life has less value than somebody who has these things. That's crazy to me. We live in a society where, again, a person who is a Republican may think that they've got their answers are more important than somebody who's a Democrat and vice versa. That's crazy to me. And yet, those kinds of things. As we talk about politics, and you say it's a big part of, you know, our lives as we get older, I think it's foolhardy. What should happen when we're talking about politics, it should be how we can bring everybody together, not how we can separate people even more. How is it
possible? I agree.
But that's not what's happening, man.
Well, I see politics as ideas on how to do that, Earl. And that's the difference between...
Hey, CJ.
We all want the same thing, Earl.
No, we don't. Hey, CJ.
How we get there is
politics... Different. Politics are dividing people. You can't see that.
I think we're more divided now than we were 30 years ago.
Because of the politics of today.
No, well, it's for what people use as weapons of politics.
Yeah.
Race is now the issue, you know, and I'm trying not to get in too deep, but...
Well, hold on. We got to go to break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. Tom, I see you. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, November 20th at the DoubleTree Hotel on East Washington in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for free tickets at madcitybridalexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets also available at the door for just $10. Read all the details at madcitybridalexpo.com. Like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, November 20th at the DoubleTree in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the U.S. is keeping its commitment to fight climate change and urged other countries to do the same.
At the UN's COP27 summit in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh.
The climate crisis is about human security.
President Biden says the U.S. investment in green energy pays off in several ways.
We're proving that good climate policy is good economic policy.
He's announced a new regulation to crack down on methane emissions, considered worse than carbon, and renewed the U.S. commitment to cut greenhouse gases in half by 2030.
We can no longer plead ignorance to the consequences of our actions or continue to repeat our mistakes.
The U.S. has invested some $375 billion over a decade to fight climate change. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
With the president in Egypt on Veterans Day, Vice President Kamala Harris laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. She said the military represents the best of America.
Unwavering courage, unmatched talent, and unshakable devotion. You come from every corner of our country, and out of many, you become one.
Sources tell the AP with a high level of illegal border crossings, the head of Customs and Border Protection, Chris Magnus, has been told to resign and told the Los Angeles Times he will not step down. A survey by AP Votecast shows support for abortion rights drove women to the polls Tuesday. As for many, the issue took on higher meaning, in part because of an overreaching concern about the future of democracy. Voters in Colorado passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older, and to create state-regulated healing centers where people can experience the drug under supervision. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of... Dr. Craig of Citizen Action. I was up late last night. Let's go to Sophia. Hey, Sophia, thank you from Waukesha. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. I kind of differ with your guest there today.
Okay.
I am a Republican. But Tim Michaels was not a good candidate. And then also the fact that Donald Trump came out a couple days before the election and started talking about what he was going to go in 2 weeks. He's going to give some big bombshell, which means probably he's going to run. I think that a lot of people, as a Republican, I'm tired of Donald Trump. Now, I didn't vote for either Republican yesterday, and that's the first time in my life that I didn't.
So what was it about Tim Michaels, you know, that you, you know, didn't feel he was worthy of your vote?
I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
And what he said about, how do I put this? The things he said about, you know, gay people, they can do something in their home, but
right.
they can't go out.
He said a lot of horrible things, no question.
Oh, they were terrible. They were terrible. And I watched Waukesha County, which is generally Republican, it was going blue. I mean, it was basically people were voting the opposite way because he's well-known in Waukesha County. I don't like the fact that he doesn't live here. I don't like the fact that he doesn't tell the truth. You know, I'm a Republican like my parents were a Republican, and I believe in the truth. And if you can't tell the truth, then you shouldn't be running.
So was
and
there,
that's where...
Was there any pushback?
That's Tony Evers... Tony Evers won on the truth.
Was there any pushback?
The rest of my...
Was there any pushback with you because they brought him in and railroaded Rebecca Clefish? Did that play any role in your thoughts?
That bothered me. But I know Michaels to be a liar. I mean, right now I can't give you the information that I'm a retired attorney. No, but there is going to be something coming out about him. I didn't want to do it prior to the election because of the fact I wanted it to be run clean. I figured he wouldn't win because of what he is, but eventually you're going to find out what he is.
Do you think the Republican Party was aware of it and decided to back him anyway?
No, I don't think they knew what I know. He's kept it quite hidden. Other than the fact that the circuit court knows what in Waukesha knows.
So we don't want to get into any of those things on the air.
That's why I'm telling you I don't want it to, right, and that's why I don't want to say anything until it all comes out. However, when he said he wanted to be the head of law enforcement in this state. He can't even be the head of law enforcement in his own family. And I'll leave it at that. And you can try to figure out what I mean by that.
Hey, Sophia, thank you very much.
It has nothing to do with his children, okay? Earl, I'm going to call you again sometime because I like listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Dr. Craig.
Very interesting call from Sophia. Obviously, we don't know what she was talking about in the second half, though I guess we'll wait to see what comes out, or whether Mr. Michaels was able to prevent it from coming out, whatever it is. But what she said at the beginning is really interesting, and I can contribute a lot to the conversation, because it is a firsthand perspective that the Trump visit and the association of Trump with Michaels, I mean, he got the nomination in the primary because he was the Trump candidate, may have harmed him in some suburban areas. Obviously, she's talking about Waukesha County, but I think Ozaukee County is the same thing. Now, it's still a Republican-voting county. What we're talking about here is Waukesha County. I believe the last numbers I saw, Earl, 62% right. Republican in this election instead of 75%. So that 13% is huge in the statewide count because it's the third largest county in the state. But it's still a Republican county. But so I've no doubt that what Sophia is saying is true because it's reflected in these numbers. But what you just remember, I talked about how important base turnout was right. and how high it was that Mandela brought on the Democratic side to the ticket. Well, by associating himself with Trump and bringing him in, he increased turnout massively in a lot of the more rural, deep red areas of the state. So there's a trade-off. So it's a little hard to tell with Michaels how much he lost and gained in the transaction, because he also gained turnout, and he needed massive turnout to be competitive, and Johnson needed massive turnout to potentially win a very close race. And so it's not like they could have been conventional Republicans of the Tommy Thompson variety and still not lost just because they would have lost on turnout. So that's the challenge here, though there is critique that the Trump visits to Arizona and Pennsylvania were not helpful. So Sophia is giving us a similar view from the ground here, and here referring to Waukesha County here.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'm going to go back to before we went to break. I was saying that these young progressives who were there with Mandela and pushed the Democratic Party, the centrist Democratic Party, and you said that there was something that I said that you wanted to add on before we went to break.
Yeah, there's a complexity to what's happened to the Democratic Party. It is a much more progressive party than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, 28% of Democrats said that, you know, were self-identified as liberal or progressive. And I was, the media doesn't report on this, I was going into the deep crosstabs of polls to find out in Wisconsin what it is now. It's about 55 to 58% progressive, okay, or liberal. So you can't ignore the majority of the party. On the other hand, unlike the Republicans where the MAGA wing dominates, you still got 40-45% of voters being in the moderate wing with Tony Evers. So what we really have here is we have a party that is a coalition between those two wings. And the nice thing about this ticket, having Mandela as a U.S. Senate candidate and Tony Evers the congressional candidate, is we had both wings of the party accommodated, and we got the strengths of both in this election. And that's why I'm so worried about the establishment wing of the party deciding that we should do only the Evers approach to politics. That will damage our turnout so dramatically among the rising voters who are more regular voters, younger voters, a lot of young voters of color, that it will doom us to losing. So in a weird sort of way, both sides of the party need each other, need to recognize that. And some of the firebrand radical progressives, and I'm radical, but I want to get I also want to recognize how long it's going to take, right, to get to things like Medicare for All And so, and it's going to take a lot of progress over time. And so they need to understand you can't just dismiss the moderate wing of the party, even though it's smaller. We still can't win without Tony Evers and the folks that are closer to him ideologically.
You know, Dr. Craig, I always like to challenge where people say if somebody's radical because they have a vision or an idea of including everybody. That shouldn't be radical, right? I mean, we use that term, and in some instances, you know, you can people will exchange or interchange the term radical with crazy. And so they can dismiss that. Well, he's a radical. Well, you know, if people are willing to stand up and tell the truth and about things, that shouldn't be a negative connotation, right? I mean,
no.
But most
of the public is radical, Earl, because most of the public doesn't like the way things are now and wants change, right?
Right. Right. So that's.
I mean. Including Republicans, including the MAGA wing. They're just misguided as to what change we need that would help people, right?
Yes.
So, and, you know, you think about it. You think of income inequality. You think that we used to have relatively even distribution of the gains, the economic growth of this country between working-class folks, middle-class folks, and wealthy people in this country. It's all been skewed the last 40 years by the rigging of the economy, where everyone who is not ultra-rich is getting a smaller share. If we just had the same level of equality we had in the mid-1970s, people wouldn't be so vulnerable to inflation. You wouldn't have 40% of households in the United States not being able to afford a surprise $400 bill.
Right.
That's why inflation is such a big issue. So the fact that they've made people so economically vulnerable, they then use to their advantage and run against Joe Biden and Democrats. So there's a horrendous irony here. And what the problem with the split result, Earl, is it's going to be harder for democracy to function. Evers will not be able to legislate. The legislature will not be able to override his vetoes. Same in Congress. If we end up with a Republican House, even if the Senate is narrowly Democratic and a Democratic president, then people will be frustrated because democracy won't function because we can't do the things we actually need to do. And that's the problem with this split decision. We actually need a Democratic majority that can actually implement what most people want in this country, which is a better deal for most people.
You know, Dr. Craig, there'll be people who will say, you just had the Democratic majority and you couldn't get it done. I agree with you 100%. And the reason that we couldn't get it done was two conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
Even with the things that President Biden was able to move, we had this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do some big things, and because of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, all of that was wasted. Well, not totally wasted, because there's some positive things that happened, but the agenda that all of us dreamt for and wished for and were hopeful of, you know, we're not going to see that again for a long time to come, because as you stated, on the state level as well as on the national level, nothing's going to get done. And this is a time, Dr. Craig, when there needs to be something done, right? People need to see movement. They can't stand to be stuck in a stalemate when they're struggling.
I mean, one thing that we can capitalize on here to give a little bit of a silver lining, by getting the Inflation Reduction Act done and the infrastructure law, there's a whole bunch of money out there that this administration, through their administrative authority and the administrative authority of Governor Evers and of cities in this state, blue cities like Milwaukee and Madison, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Racine, et cetera, can actually improve people's lives with if we do it right. So there is more opportunity because even though we didn't get everything we wanted, if you really add it up, President Biden had one of the most successful first 2 years of any president in the 20th century or early 21st century, and a lot was passed, including the most serious climate legislation ever passed in this country, and it's going to be an economic engine if we do it right for really creating a large number of middle-class family-supporting jobs for everyone left out and for everyone who wants to move into the fast-growing green economy, which is a lot of folks, a lot of middle-class folks need better opportunity. And so there are opportunities here. Obviously, the fact that we didn't do a lot of popular things because of the filibuster and two senators being loyal to this Jim Crow institution, it not only would not get things like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and the number of other popular provisions that would have lowered particular costs for everyone, not just folks on Medicare.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 24. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 36. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows around 22. Partly cloudy Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 40. 45 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to an Election Day edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I hope we didn't scare off, you folk on the other side of things who are used to calling. The phone lines are open for you. But as I said from the top, you know, I've got the Dawn of Resistance, Miss Maggie Dawn, who is a corporate counsel for Milwaukee County. Corporate counsel for Milwaukee County, and my good friend Robert Miranda, a veteran, Marine veteran. They're well-spoken, they're well-educated, and I'm glad they are here. Robert, you know, when you have looked at, as you have, and I know because we've talked about it, what is taking place in this country? And again, you being a veteran, and you see all of these people who are willing to destroy this country if they don't get their way. All of these Republicans who right now are saying, if we lose, then we're not accepting the loss. And then you've got people who have made threats to at poll workers, Robert. The poor poll worker. What have they done to receive the kinds of and then these people call themselves patriots, Robert. Let's talk a little bit about from you being a veteran, putting your life on the line, and you hear people who call themselves patriots, you know, and having busted a grape.
Well, I've seen this kind of nonsense go on in different parts of the world, in countries that I've been stationed in or have been deployed to. And, you know, a lot of what I see here replicates a lot of stuff that's going on in different parts of the world. You could point to these terrorist groups, these domestic terrorist groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters.
The Boogaloo Boys.
Boogaloos and all these guys act like Hezbollah or the Taliban or whatever other different terrorist organization operates in these countries to subjugate the people in those countries. And these boys are the same model, the same mentality, in that you will do what we want you to do, and you will vote the way we want you to vote, and you will act the way we want you to act, and you will support what we want you to support. And this is the kind of damage, this is the kind of danger that we're talking about. When you got groups like that being allowed to attain mainstream status, like they were able to attain that status under the great turd himself, and be able to advance their message so that numbskulls out there like that Paul guy and all the other moonshiners out there who continue to just all they want is for themselves to be happy. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to be happy. But if you want to be happy, you have to also understand that to be happy in this country, the country has to be stable. And the idea of stability is a key part of our democracy. If we can maintain stability, everybody it will be happy. But when you got these groups and being egged on by a major political party to undermine that stability, then what you have is the growth of a cult and a growth of a fascist dictatorship that is going to undermine everything that this country has stood for the past 200 years.
Maggie?
And this young lady, the number two over at the Milwaukee Election Commission, and this young lady, it was a good thing that she was caught because, as you pointed out, Rojo has said he will not accept the outcome of the election.
He's not alone, man.
And even Tim Michaels, the guy running for governor, has said, well, if he becomes governor, the Republican Party will never lose an election again. These guys are dead set serious in establishing a one-party dictatorship in this country that we all, as Americans, all of us, no matter what party line we are in, no matter what community we represent, if we are about a democratic republic and a democratic representative government, have to stand up and say, you know what, I may not agree with the issues of these people here, but at least they're not about destroying the one true system that allows me to advance my voice without being hassled or without being imprisoned by a government that is going to create itself and become a tyrannical system. I'm going to vote for democracy.
Maggie?
Yeah. Robert is naming a lot of key factors here. Fundamentally, there are so many basic rights that are at risk. This isn't just about bodily autonomy and health access equity. Those things are critical, and people should vote if they believe that religion must take a back seat to to the secular processes of democracy, right? But beyond that, undermining our democratic process is free speech. And when you have folks like Carrie Lake and Donald Trump saying that libel laws should be loosened so that the press can be attacked, that election workers who simply executed their democratic functions should be subject to criminal prosecution, when you have Eric Toney saying that district attorneys should be able to cross county boundaries to prosecute doctors who help women in life-saving decisions about whether or not to carry a life-threatening pregnancy to term. It is all of this that is swirling about. Listen, in democracies where we embrace free speech, and I do believe that on the right and the left, I'll say it the third time, on the right and the left, there has been a canceling or an inability or unwillingness to debate people that disagree with you. We have to allow folks like Paul to say whatever dumb thing that Paul might want to say that reveals his own racism. And then we get to engage and respond to that, right? That is the heartbeat here. And hopefully through that dialogue that isn't just screaming at one another, we can actually show the merits of some of what we have to say. But the key there is that in the end, the election process is held sacrosanct. And we need to point fingers at folks like Joe Manchin and others who didn't want to move on protecting voting rights at the federal level. This is a fundamental problem. It disenfranchises young people. It disenfranchises mobile workers. It disenfranchises black and brown folk, elderly folk, disabled folk. We need to be focusing on these basic principles and willing to engage with those that vehemently disagree with us on any platform at any time.
So listen, it's election day. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it. We almost did it. We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.